This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 8/28/2018. Welcome to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com. Thepowerhour.com is our website. You can get all the latest news. Catherine posts articles, guest things. We don't have a YouTube account anymore. You know what happened to that. We got banned, but we're getting videos of our guests up and that kind of thing. So you can get those at thepowerhour.com. I'm your honored host, Daniel Bergman, of course. Great broadcast today. Ron Sally will be on the second hour to discuss Helon Lamb Cream. Very cool product. He's got something new he wants to discuss also, so we'll be looking forward to that. This hour, on the phone waiting right now is John Whitehead. Of course, he is the director, the founder of the Rutherford Institute. It's always a pleasure to have him on. His commentary, legal commentary, his perspective on the police state is first rate. And we're very honored to welcome him back to the Power Hour. Welcome, John. Good to have you. Now, obviously, the police state is a big story. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's start with the Supreme Court. Obviously, Kavanaugh was nominated. One, what's your feeling about Kavanaugh as a nominee? And then what's your feeling about the Supreme Court in general? Is this getting more conservative, or are we in trouble here?
Well, I'd say the Supreme Court is like the modern Supreme Court. It's not like the Supreme Court when I was growing up, which was really a civil liberties court. However, some of the cases coming up to the Supreme Court have been so egregious that they've basically been forced to rule. As far as Kavanaugh, his opinion of the Fourth Amendment is not very good. He helped supposedly craft the Patriot Act, which basically destroys civil liberties in America. So if you're talking about civil liberties, Judge, no. And again, whether it's conservative or what do you want to call it, liberal, left wing, right wing, the key here is do the judges adhere to the Supreme Court, I mean to the Constitution. And there are a few today, and there's, you know, again, if the most outrageous cases get before them, they seem to rule that way. But you always have to kind of hold your breath, you know, for this court. And as you may know, we're involved in a lot of cases before the Supreme Court, in briefs and otherwise. And I don't, as far as the future of the court in terms of civil liberties, I'm greatly concerned. That's the way I would put it.
I was very concerned with Kavanaugh. I didn't hear about the Patriot Act, that he may have been part of that crafting, but I saw some of his decisions on the Fourth Amendment. I'm like, can he read? I mean, the Fourth Amendment's pretty plain. Can he not even read?
Yeah, he would give the police carte blanche to download stuff off your cell phone, et cetera. Today, that's your thing. I mean, that's where your privacy's at. And again, the Fourth Amendment's really clear. The founders said that you have to have probable cause, some evidence that it's illegal to be tracking people. But as I want to talk about a little later, everything you're doing is being watched now. And the large corporations, Amazon, Google, are all working with the government. They have big, huge contracts, which we can talk about. Yes. I mean, it's a situation, in my opinion, that if Thomas Jefferson, if you were lying, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, they would look at us and go, what in the world have you done to our document? If you read the Declaration of Independence, it's a great document. I mean, it's saying, hey, get off our backs, government. We don't want a standing army. But as I show in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, we have a standing army now. It's the local police working with federal agents, which have amazing guns, tanks, and those kind of things, which, listen, I grew up in the 60s. My next-door neighbor was the chief of police. One day he left the house. He never carried a gun. I asked him why he didn't carry a pistol. He looked at me and goes, I don't want to shoot anybody. And I thought, whoa. as a kid, I think back on that.
Wow.
And I go, geez, I wish we had more people like that today. And I talked to a lot of police officers who are older police officers now that are just totally freaked about SWAT team raids. On then again, we can go through some of those. Those things are amazing. They're raiding barbershops and stuff with SWAT teams now. Where used to a police would walk in and ask them if they were doing something wrong. It just times have changed, and I have a lot of people to tell me, they go, well, you know, it'll never happen to me. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, if I, you know, some of the cases I can go through, I'll show you, man. They'll raid anybody now on a SWAT team. I had one police chief call me about a year ago, and he says, John, I'm reconsidering my doing SWAT team raids. I said, why? What happened? This is a guy I've known for a long time. He said, SWAT team raid the other day on a house. We happened to be in the wrong house, but what the freaky thing was, one of my officers put an automatic rifle to a four-year-old kid's head, and the other officers in the patrol jumped back. But see, that's the way they're being trained. If you train them like the military, they act like the military. And that's why you're seeing dogs getting shot, people getting shot through windows, and all the some of the cases we're involved in, we're seeing that are so egregious. Again, folks, listen to this. In the 1980s, there were about 3,000 SWAT team raids annually in this country, in America. And that was on in the hostage situations and things like that. Today, there are over 80,000 annually and growing. 80% of the SWAT team raids from your warrant service, where a policeman used to walk to your door, knock on it, hand you the warrant. Now they're going through doors, battering them down. People are getting shot, hurt. And again, some of those cases, I mean, if you love people, it'll make you weak.
I definitely want to get more into this, and we're going to go deep. I want to go back on something. One, to be clear, when I say conservative, I mean constitutional. That's what I mean by conservative.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, liberal means socialistic. So to me, that's the two spectrums, socialistic or constitutional. When you said what Thomas Jefferson would say, I think you had your language was a little mild. I think they would be much more
more aggressive with their
maybe one or two.
Jefferson was a tough man. They asked him what was the best way to take a walk. You know what he said? With my rifle. That's exactly his response.
Yeah, Patrick Henry.
Yeah.
All those guys. Let's go back to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. I mean, these people, the people who gave
our
documents were butt kickers.
Yes.
They were butt kickers. They didn't believe that government should be intruding in your life. They gave us the Second Amendment. They wanted people to form militias. Why? And the Second Amendment. To defend off against the federal government that would get out of control. Read the amendment carefully, folks, the Second Amendment. So it's all there. The problem with the way people are growing up today, I mean, in the schools, the crazy things I'm seeing in the schools, I talked to a group of fourth graders about 6 months ago. They told me, I was talking to them about the Bill of Rights and things. They said to me, there's 10 words we can't say. You can't say? And I said, like what? And they were going down, and one was the G word, and I went, oh, the God thing. Because you know, mention God in school today, people get all heated. And it wasn't that. It was guns. I went, wait a second here. How do you explain what that policeman carries on his hip? How do you explain what the people in Afghanistan wear? And they just looked at me clueless. You can't say the word. What are they going to grow up to think?
Where is this? What grade? What grade did you say?
Fourth grade in Virginia.
Oh, my word.
But there was a list of words, G word, and I went, G word. Oh, okay, guns. And I thought, man. So you're getting that. I mean, I'm talking to teenagers today, and you talk about a gun or a bullet. They start backing off. You're looking afraid. I'm a former infantry officer.
Why?
My dad taught me to.
Why?
My dad handed me a gun.
Why are we allowing? let's stop right here. Scrap what I was going to ask you. Let's just go down this line. That you're going.
Philosophy. It is. There's taboo. It's taboo to even talk about guns or bullets.
What, from your point of a constitutional attorney,
case we had just recently, we had a case for some kids wanting to wear the T-shirt. It was the American flag. What formed the outside of the flag was, you know, bullet shells. The back of them, they were flipping out the American flag.
What's your position as a constitutional lawyer about cases like that where children are wearing NRA T-shirts or whatever, and the school tells them they can't? What's your position?
The law is really clear. Unless you can show there's going to be a substantial disruption of the school process, they have a right to wear it. And in most places, most people don't care. But the schools are trying to force that down. Confederate kid wants to wear a Confederate flag, you know. But, you know, the courts are not very kind to those. You know, we had a case in California where kids wanted to wear an American flag. This is just a regular American flag T-shirt on Cinco de Mayo. And it wasn't the Hispanic students objected to it. The school principal assistant objected to it and told them to take them off. They refused. We fought that case all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court wouldn't even hear it. Lost. They don't want to have that.
What? What is going on, John?
This is what's happening in this country. I mean, there's the word for it is indoctrination. They're indoctrinating the government, and the public schools are government schools. They're indoctrinating people into a philosophy of fear. Fear of words. Fear of, I mean, you've heard, I know you know about the snowflake generation. This is another good example. Intern class. I had 20 students in my intern class this summer. I talked to them, and I used the phrase "ladies and gentlemen." Several of the female students came up afterwards and came in my office and said they needed to meet me privately. That the ladies and gentlemen was denigrating to women. I looked at them and go, "Well, not in my day, it wasn't." And so I said, "Well, how would you talk?" They'd say, "Use the word folks." So I went and used the word folks. Well, I'm kind of rolling my eyes, going, "Wait a minute here." That's what's being taught to these students, and this is the other thing is they have no idea what's in the First Amendment. They don't not being taught the Bill of Rights in the schools anymore. They have no clue. They have no
John,
clue.
You're
not
painting
being taught
a picture.
You're going to have a generation of people that will salute the Reich government and move on down the road.
You're painting a very disturbing picture to me, to anything. I mean, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, that what else is America? That's the uniqueness of this country.
That's the uniqueness
when we're not
of America,
even Yes, that's it. That's it. There is nothing else unique about America. That's our greatness.
You know,
that's our uniqueness. That's everything.
I mean, we got cases now where people just say the wrong word. Facebook is blocking them, stuff like that. But see, that's that generation that's grown up now. They've gone into the big mega corporations that control everything, the Internet, Facebook, Google. I mean, now Google's saying they want to eliminate unfriendly words and stuff. But see, that all started in the educational process. You know, what Abraham Lincoln say, what one generation learns in school, they practice the next generation and the next generation. We're seeing that. And I have college law students that can't tell me what's in the First Amendment now in my intern program.
There's the music. On the other side, we'll get into more specifics. I mean, we've gone real macro here. Let's get into real micro on maybe some of your cases, the police state, some specific things, and also what went on with Obama right before he left office, that law, executive order he signed. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, the Rutherford Institute. Battlefield America's the book.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talking to John Whitehead, the founder of the Rutherford Institute, which is, you know, they're standing on that wall holding up the Constitution, you know, while everything around them is crumbling, what children don't even know what it is. I mean, my God, do you hear what our guests have been saying lately about our foundation and these schools? And, of course, the book Battlefield America, written by John, you can get that where books are sold. So glad to have him on. And now, he is from Virginia, in Virginia, John is, and he has a little insight into what just happened in Charlottesville. You know, it's been locked down. It was, I guess, locked down. You go ahead and explain what happened in Charlottesville here lately and the court cases that followed.
All the hullabaloo here, the rioting and stuff in Charlottesville over the Robert E. Lee statue that was in a park. This year, in order to avoid another crazy thing, they actually locked, they brought in 1,000 police, surrounded the city. You couldn't even go down the downtown mall, which is where everybody, you know, kind of congregates. So they searched your purses. They had a long list of things you couldn't bring on there. Helicopters are flying overhead, watching everybody. Policemen were everywhere with their assault rifles and things like that. You couldn't bring cans on the downtown. You couldn't bring a cold Coke, which people, you'd walk on the mall and drink it. You couldn't bring aerosol spray, you know, anything like that. So what happened was this 71-year-old veteran came to the downtown mall on his walker. He went through the screening. He didn't have any of those items. He went to the CVS store on the mall where you could buy these items. He bought 2 cases of Arizona tea, if you know what that is. He really likes it. He asked the store manager if he could buy some mosquito spray, an aerosol can. He said, yeah, go ahead and buy it. You can buy it. It's legal here, even today. And he bought some light bulbs and a few razor blades to shave off the cows. He walks out of the store on his walker. He's stumbling because he's got his cases on his walker. 12 police surround him. Obviously, they had a plainclothes policeman in the store. They were watching everything. they searched his bag and they found the razor blades and so on that were going to take him off the downtown mall. And he objected to the search. He objected to everything they were doing to him. He said, this violates my constitutional rights. And we're defending this guy in court. He has a trial in September. They arrested him, handcuffed him, by the way. He's 6'8". He can barely walk. They shoved him into a small paddy wagon, cut his arm really badly and his leg, and took him to jail for something he bought legally from the downtown mall. That's the case that we're handling right now in the court. Those are the kind of cases we're seeing around the country. This guy did nothing wrong. Everything he bought was legal then.
What did the police say?
This is a veteran, by the way.
What did the police say? When you, obviously, you're getting into this case, what is the police department, what is their position?
We're just following orders. We have to, you know, whatever our yard is. But if you remember Adolf Eichmann in the Nuremberg trials, people go back and study your history. People wrote about, you know, he led people off to concentration camps, and his rationale was, I'm just doing my job. I was just doing my job, folks. How can you blame me? My government told me to do it. And I'm seeing that same mentality today with a lot of the things we're seeing. You know, I'm just, doing what I have to do, you know. And the way
that didn't work
treated
in the Nuremberg
is
trials.
Horrible that are getting arrested. I mean, again, a lot of I go through a few more cases that we've handled, but case in Texas where police showed up at a couple's home looking for somebody that wasn't even there. And they told them they weren't there, and they crashed in the door, grabbed the husband, let him out in the lawn. He was handcuffed. He was arguing with them. They smashed him face down, broke his face up. We won that case in court. But that's the mentality I'm seeing in government officials. It's we don't really care about you. And we can smack you around. And you see all the police shootings we're seeing, which used to never happen, folks. I mean, if you're older, I am, someone got shot in the back by a policeman in the 1960s, 70s, it was a nationwide scandal. Today, it just happens every day.
Were you familiar, did you follow the Clive and Bundy case at all?
Yes.
Now, we had him on. He got out. He won his case. It was dismissed with prejudice. He was in jail 2 years without a trial, or almost 2 years. The Sixth Amendment was not followed at all. Do you think he has a case to go forward and to go after these people who violated his rights?
Oh, yeah. I think he has a case. He just has to pursue it. You know, and we helped Pete Santelli, who's one of the journalists there in the case.
Yeah.
He got arrested,
yeah.
Too. But like I say, with all these SWAT team raids and things I'm seeing, the lockdowns now, they can lock down Baltimore, Ferguson, Missouri. They're locking things down. And people say, what is that? I say, it's martial law. That's what the founders called it, martial law. We have a standing army. What did George Washington warn us about? He said, do not have a standing army on American soil.
We'll be right back. We got this is the break. We got a long segment coming up. I want to get into the mechanisms of how this happened, because it's not just indoctrination. Now you have the courts, which are standing behind, which are supporting this basically totalitarianism, is what we're looking at. Stay tuned. John Rutherford, Battlefield America's his book, Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org. So good to have you here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is headed back to the Justice Department after the Senate confirmed him as the next Attorney General. The yeas are 54. The nays are 45. Nomination is confirmed.
Barr was Attorney General during George H.W. Bush's time and will be sworn in later today at the White House. Congress is expected to pass an over 1,100-page bill that would keep the government open past the deadline tomorrow. California Democrat John Garamendi tells Fox News both sides did compromise.
The Democrats and the Republicans in both the House and the Senate came to a conclusion, a compromise on what to do with border security. There's far more money than $1.3 billion for border security.
According to Senator Mitch McConnell, the president has indicated he will sign the bill and then declare a national emergency to fund the border wall. This is USA Radio News.
Hello. Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Helps if I turn the microphone up. Yeah, certainly. Ron Sally's coming on here in about a half hour. His, of course, all his products, his Helon, his Lamb Cream, fantastic products. He's got something new he's going to discuss with us. It's all on sale over at the Power Mall. We thank you for your purchases. We thank you for your donations, for all your support. We're here because of you, your energy. Your energy keeps us here. And no matter what goes on in the world, no matter what's going on in school, you know, schools across this country, you can support us and you can keep this voice here. And you are. Thank you. Please purchase and consider buying from us at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. These just aren't products to help and bless your life. Every purchase you make is going toward our republic, supporting your liberty, supporting independence, all of it, every single one. So thank you so much for your purchases from us. We're talking to John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org. He's written his book, of course, Battlefield America. Fantastic book about basically what we're discussing. It's become a battlefield, and the enemy is us. Trading with the Enemies Act from the 30s. We discussed that at some length yesterday. We also talked about the Countering Propaganda and Disinformation Act. It's one of the last things Obama did. It's a part of the John Warner Defense Act, the NDAA, carved out, well-funded. And now we're seeing it in action. John, I want to ask you about that act. And now we're seeing this censorship and surveillance and how everything is being watched. And not only watched anymore, it's been put into action and people are actually being censored. Let's discuss that.
People are being censored. They're being watched. I mean, again, this is something, and I would encourage people to go to our website, Rutherford.org. I write on this weekly, heavily footnoted articles that I put out there. But you have to understand, I keep telling people this. I have friends of mine, by the way, who are veterans. They go on their websites and they hold up a pistol or a gun. I'll email them immediately and say, that's not a good idea. Because do you realize this, and most Americans don't realize this, that the Department of Homeland Security does threat assessments now in American homes. What, they go from green to red. If you have a gun, your threat assessment goes up. So when the police come to your door very agitated, they have that threat assessment. So what you say and do is going on record. And the NSA, like I say, watches everything. 2 billion emails a daily. They clip all of our phone calls. They watch your Facebook pages. The police now watch your Facebook page locally, trying to pick out who's the terrorist is or the extremist. And you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, give you an idea. The NSA collected 534 million phone calls of Americans in 2014. That more than tripled in 2016, an increase of 151 million. They're listening to your phone call. Mine, yours, everybody. You don't have to be an extremist, so-called, or a terrorist. They're watching everything you're doing. Amazon, Google works with them, and you'll get in trouble. I mean, can I give another case here that we got involved in?
Please do.
Yeah, Brandon Robb, and this is a couple years ago. He was a decorated Marine, came back from Afghanistan, where he defused mines, by the way. He risked his life. He was living outside of Richmond, Virginia, and he had just gone jogging one morning. He worked on a Saturday morning. He worked at his home on his typewriter. He heard some noises outside. He goes outside. SWAT team vehicles are pulling up. The SWAT team guys are running toward his home. You have plainclothesmen, FBI, Department of Homeland Security agents running toward his home. They come to his front door. See, one thing they knew is he didn't own a weapon. He didn't own a rifle or anything. You know, they couldn't get a warrant to get in his home. So he asked them what was up. They said, we're concerned about your Facebook post. He was attacking Obama. He said Obama's Facebook post, executive orders were criminal, that Obama should basically be arrested and put in jail. He was saying that. And he also is a 9/11 truther. And he was playing a private Facebook game called Dear Mr. Illuminati. The FBI actually went into that and hacked into that and watched that. He was playing that with his brother and sister. They asked him to step out. When he stepped out, they grabbed him and they handcuffed him. They drug him to the car, slammed him against the fence. Before they put him in the car, cut his back very badly. When they took him to the jail, he asked for bandages. They put a prison shirt on, he said, which hurt so bad. They didn't even give him a bandage. A psychiatrist came into the cell, 5-minute investigation, because he was a 9/11 truther, pronounced him basically mentally ill. He had a short hearing, and they put him in a mental hospital. The mother called everybody, ACLU, whatever, and she finally got me. And when I heard about it, no one would touch the case because it's a so-called civil commitment. I don't know if you know what that is, but there's 1.5 million a year where they're putting people into mental hospitals now. You're arrested, taken away in the middle of the night, and put in a hospital. 1.5 million annually.
He was put in the hospital. Wait a minute. John, hold right there. You're telling me that 1.5 million Americans a year are being pulled out of their home, their life, what have you, and just put in a mental institute?
That's the statistics we saw. There are 20,000 alone just in Virginia annually. They're picked up, brought in. They have panels of social workers and psychiatrists. They watch people, neighbors report people, relatives, friends report people. They investigate them, and they're taken away. And they have a short hearing. It's not much, let me tell you. But there wasn't even a record of the hearing. that Brandon Robb had before they put him in the hospital. And we filed a lawsuit, and a judge ruled he shouldn't have been there in the first place. We got him out in a week. But when I looked up the stats on that and realized in Virginia, on the Supreme Court website, it lists 20,000 annually in Virginia are snatched out of their homes for civil commitment. Where they go into mental hospitals, and most of them are put on medications. And this was a really weird story. And this is part of a program called Operation Vigilant Eagle, by the way. The Department of Homeland Security watches returning vets now very carefully. Because you know why? Why do you think? They're trained.
Well, exactly.
They watch them very carefully. Yeah, you got to watch out for these guys that signed up and went to war to help you out. You know, you got to watch them. You got to treat them like
multipliers. They're threat multipliers.
Awful stuff. So he called me on the Thursday before we actually the judge ruled and got him out. And the psychiatrist was listening on the phone. He says, "John, the psychiatrist is trying to give me meds. He's forcing them on me." And I gave the legal rights. In Virginia, you have to have a court order to force meds on anybody. I said, he doesn't have a court order. He can't do it. By the way, we're going to sue him when this case is over, which we did. And the courts wouldn't hear it, by the way. They dodged it. They gave all the police officers and psychiatrists qualified immunity for their actions.
Whoa. John, you're telling me that, okay, I'm going to ask you a much broader question now. Listen to the story. I mean, I'm getting a little heated up. I'm getting bothered.
I'm bothered already. I mean, your listeners should be getting bothered.
I'm going to ask you a deeper question. What is different today? What do we deal with different today than our founding fathers dealt with in the 1770s? You tell me what's different. To me, it actually seems worse. What's
it's
your
much worse. Yes, it's much worse. Well, what's different today is we've talked about the school systems that they're not teaching the Constitution anymore. In fact, some schools won't even teach the Declaration of Independence anymore. They just throw it aside. They don't even touch on it. Kids don't have any idea. So they're growing up in a society where we're controlled by a government of people who are control freaks. I mean, and they're very, very paranoid. The paranoia is amazing. I mean, listen, how many people know this? I mean, these are things I write about all the time. The Department of Homeland Security bought 1.6 million hollow point bullets and handed them out to their agents. Do you know what a hollow point bullet is, folks? It expands on contact.
Absolutely.
It's meant to kill. They gave out 320,000 hollow point bullets to Department of Agriculture agents who are dressed in black SWAT team gear, Social Security Administration agents who are now dressed in SWAT team gear. You go down the agent. How many people know there are 175,000 federal agents armed now with the power to arrest outside the Department of Homeland Security? That's not counting local police. They're roaming the country. Listen, you have the NDA. We've talked about that. Well, the president can just, if you're an extremist, you can be taken away now and put in a detainment camp. And they do exist, by the way. And you can't get out, basically. You can't see your attorney. How many people knew this? That there's a database that the government has. These are all facts. This is all footnotes, folks. Maine courts called. The government has 8 million, supposedly at least 8 million dissidents' names on it to be rounded up in times of distress. Whose names are on there?
How do you find out if your name's on that list?
You can't. I mean, they dodge FOIA requests. They fight everything. Yeah, they're not going to tell you. I mean,
do you see? Okay, John, you're a smart person. You're neck deep into this. What is the objective of all this infrastructure that has been built post-constitutional, outside the Constitution here? What is the objective? What are we looking at?
The objective is total control of the citizenry. It's a totalitarian police state. Now, here's another thing I've written on, and again, I'm surprised more people. The Pentagon, about a year ago, put out a training video where it's 5 minutes long, a little like 5 minutes and 30 seconds. By the way, it was directed by, and you can go on our website, I talk about it, and you can watch part of it. Directed by a Hollywood director who remains anonymous. We don't know who he is, but it predicts that by 2030, this country's going to go into lockdown, the major cities, and there's going to be martial law. It's a scary video.
There's the music. We have a break. One more segment, and that's on your website, Rutherford.org. One more segment with the just fantastic John Whitehead. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch.
God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What a powerful, powerful interview with John. Mostly it's just me listening to John. I don't know how much interview has gone on. John Whitehead, he can stand on his own. Rutherford Institute, Rutherford.org is the website. Battlefield America is this fantastic book, basically detailing, footnoting everything he's telling you right now. I have probably about made a fool of myself trying to implore you to see these things. I am absolutely freaking convicted about this 1,000%. Some days I see it so clearly it disturbs me to no end. And what he is describing is the threat right in front of us. It is greater than what our founding fathers, a greater intrusion into our life than what our founding fathers dealt with. John, two questions. One, how crucial is it that people get their children out of government school immediately? And two, what are some other solutions that we can do right now?
Oh, I'd be teaching. I would either homeschool or put them in a private school that actually teaches civics to begin with, you know. Recent polls show that, you know, most kids today can't even name the three branches of government. They can't name rights in the First Amendment. 51% of recent Brookings Institution, these are college students, 51% say you can shout down speakers you disagree with. 20% you believe you can use violence to beat somebody up if you don't agree with their viewpoint. This would be on any issue they don't agree with. So they definitely don't know anything about free speech, how to deal with it. You know, and again, I've held symposiums. How do you deal with free speech? More free speech. The key to free speech is, and that's why you need to teach your kids in the home this, is that it makes you think. Listening to another person's viewpoint, arguing, whatever, that helps you think. Once you stop wanting to do dialogue, you stop thinking, and that's exactly what the government wants. They don't want you to think. They want control. And that's what we're seeing today. So what I tell people is that we have a Bill of Rights card. You can contact our office for any donation amount. We'll send you one or several or whatever. I have people that have, when I'm on radio interviews, will call in and say, hey, I'm using your card. My kids are learning the Bill of Rights. I tell people it's only 462 words, the first 10 amendments. Free speech, right to bear arms, against unreasonable search and seizures, the right to trial, nullification. Your local community can nullify laws of the federal and state government. Most people don't even realize that, and some communities are doing that. But the first thing I tell people is, and why it's important, is the average American watches 150 hours of screen time a month. You're going to have to cut that down. Give me one-third of those hours to get down to your local city council. Run for city council. Take it over, folks. City councils can move out those MRAPs, those tank-like vehicles the police use, and all the grenade launchers and stuff like that. I mean, listen, small-town police agencies of five people have those kind of weapons now, and they work with the FBI and the federal government. You don't really have local police in many communities anymore. You can change that. But listen, change starts. How's the Constitution begin? We the people. Who's the government? We the people. The government ain't the people in Washington, D.C., or the people sitting in your local town. You're the government, and the reason things are like this is because you're not doing anything. You're watching it complaining. And I'm telling people this. If you have grandchildren, children, if you care about their freedom in the future, you better start acting, because I'm telling you, time is going away very, very fast, folks. It's it does not look good. And I'm a historian. I've studied this. I see it. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. And now when you have the government working with Google, Facebook, Amazon, watching everything you're doing, facial recognition software on police now, they have on their body cameras. They're watching you when you walk down the street to see if you have a record. You've done something wrong. You've run a stop sign. They're watching everything you're doing. I mean, we're in everything that George Orwell and all those sci-fi writers of the past argued. We're in a totalitarian surveillance state. If you do the wrong thing, like some of the people that we help out, just a lady in Florida who let her child walk a block to the playground. I mean, walk. He rode his bicycle. He did it every day. The police saw it. Took the kid, put him in the back of the, the police car, came to the home, arrested the mother, put her down on her knees, handcuffed her behind her back, and charged her with a felony. Watching everything, folks. That's the cases we're seeing. It can happen to you, and it's going to happen to you sooner or later if you don't take some action.
John, at what point are people in this country going to feel spurred to action? I think that part of the problem is they're so overwhelmed they don't know what to do. Give them, is getting their kids out of school on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most important, how important is that?
That's important. If you want your kids to think, put them in a place that will make them think. They'll make them read the Declaration of Independence. They'll make them read 1984. They'll make them read all the great classics so that they know what's going on. The kids I see today, the law students I deal with, they have no depth. They don't read. They don't think. They just watch. They sit with a cell phone in their hand all the time. When I go to restaurants, my wife and I are always shocked. We don't watch television. We turned it off. When we go to restaurants and I see people sitting there, a whole family on a cell phone, not talking to one another, I know who's controlling them then. The government.
Okay, you're giving us...
That cell phone is a government tool. Why? Because Amazon, Facebook, Google, they all have contracts with the federal government, with the NSA. I mean, how many people know that?
Dear God.
Amazon has signed a $10 billion contract with the Pentagon to build, you know, build a new intelligence cloud for all the intelligence agencies. Just get up on the fact. A good place to start is our website. Education precedes action. You got to get educated. And you ain't going to do it by watching your cell phone or by watching reality TV shows. That's a fact. That's an irrefutable fact. The SWAT team raids, 80,000 annually, where they're going through shooting, you know, they shoot dogs, and they're in the wrong home many times. They just go through the doors in the middle of the night. And then, again, the cases I see where Marines are getting shot and stuff, they're in the wrong home, shooting a guy standing at the end of his hallway, Jose Guerrero. Look that case up. Police were doing a neighborhood sweep for marijuana, and his was one of the homes they chose. They went in, had no marijuana. He didn't have any marijuana. They shot him standing in the hallway. He put his kid, his child, and his wife in the closet and stood there. The police came in. They saw him with a rifle. What else would he have? He thought robbers were coming in. They executed him. They shot him over 70 times. Guess what? No marijuana, and he didn't even fire a shot. So that's what we're seeing. Can it happen to you? Yes, it can really happen to you. I mean, I have people now that lock their bedroom doors at night. So the police come through, they have time to get down the floor so they won't get shot. More and more people are doing that. So should we live in fear in America?
I am one.
Team raid? We are. 80,000 annually, up from 3,000 in 1980. Many premier, 80% premier warrant service. We don't live in Mayberry anymore, folks.
So ladies and gentlemen, yesterday
it's the facts. Listen, you go to my website, Rutherford.org, and read my articles. I'm quoting credible sources. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is not conspiracy, folks. This is facts. So,
the battlefield's
over in Afghanistan. No, folks, the battlefield is here now. All that military equipment has come home. Drones now are going to be able to be watching everything you're doing. They're going to be weaponized too.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure, as always, talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Rutherford Institute needs your support also. Rutherford.org, you can donate, you can buy the books, Battlefield America, well worth your money, well worth your purchase. Please ask yourself, what have I done for my republic, for this republic this week? Ask yourself that every week, please. God bless you. Thanks, John.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.